You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Monday, October 22nd, but what are you doing January 17th through the 19th?
I'll be in D.C. Where
Washington,
are you gonna be?
D.C., the 2019 March for Life and the LCMS Life Conference. In studio with us today, the Reverend Robert Zagore, Executive Director of the LCMS Office of National Mission, to give us the scoop on the 2019 LCMS Life Conference. Pastor Zagore, good to have you back in studio this morning.
It's great to be here with you this morning, and thank you for giving us an opportunity to talk about the Life Conference.
Absolutely. What is the Life Conference? Who will attend the Life Conference?
Well, I think most people who care about life issues, that's everything from abortion to euthanasia to the care of people in hospitals and nursing homes. Everybody who cares about that already knows about the Life March that happens in Washington. And this is an LCMS conference that wraps around that. And the whole idea behind it is we really are having remarkable victories. We're changing the culture with the life issues. And we're winning on every front, which is why you see the critics of life so angry, and they're willing to try anything to get us stopped. Well, what this is doing is saying, what's the next step for us? How are we going to bring this home? How are we going to really make these changes firm? And so this conference, in addition to the Life March, which is a major statement about the fact that we believe that life is a gift from God and that it should be protected because it's sacred, this is, well, our theme is, come learn to live Christ's love in a culture of death. And so what we're doing is we're saying, we're not angry. We're joyful people. We're celebrating a gift from God. We're here to do the right thing. And there are wonderful speakers that wrap around this whole conference, which have the ability to educate God's people, tell them how to take it home to their parish, tell them how to talk with other people and live their lives in such a way that they're a witness to God's love, including the two exceptional people who are here. It's too bad that you don't have a webcam in the studio so people can...
Coming soon.
Oh, yeah. Good.
In 2019. I'm so sorry to everyone who...
You'll have to see our faces.
Gets to see us in the morning.
Oh, they're beautiful people. They really are. And in the classic sense, adorable. You're instantly lovable people. You know, and
it's really the laying it on this morning.
Yeah.
Well, I have to, because you're going to be doing a little bit of work for us at the Life Conference.
Excited,
aren't you?
Yeah, excited, yeah. About being there and getting to co-host the Coffee Hour Goes on a weekend edition.
Yeah, so it's gonna be fun.
You'll get to meet Andy and Sarah, and you'll get to interact with them and maybe march down the road with them, and if Sarah's not on a bike.
I want to be on a bike at some point that weekend.
You have to use your feet not on pedals but on the ground.
Oh, man. I don't know how to do that.
I know. Well, I don't know if that having us there is really the draw for the Life Conference, but great speakers, great topic, and great topics from all the speakers, and thrilled to be honored to be a part of it this this year to get to welcome the attendees and the speakers and share some time hosting, emceeing. I think is that the right word?
It's as good a word as I know. So you're going to be right in the middle of it, helping us to not only keep the focus on what we're there for, but to keep the joy, because people who don't have the opportunity to walk up and down the halls don't realize how everybody is sort of focused and business-like around here at the IC.
Until they see us.
Until they see you with the big, joyful expressions and the happy faces and the greetings. When Sarah asked me to be here, she asked me from two floors away.
That's true, I did. I found him on the stairwell, and I was like yelling up the stairs. I was like, oh, I'm not being very professional
It's how we get work done. Forget voicemail.
No, I just like go find people.
And you know who that kind of reminds me of is President Harrison, who's also going to be there, because he's the same kind of person. He'll wander through the hallways here occasionally, and you'll hear him yelling out over the tops of cubicles, and he's just got this big effervescent personality. kind of like you, and to be able to to be able to hang out with people that really seem to get the joy of life is a great thing, and that's one of the real focuses of this conference, not to go in dour and looking at the horrors that are there necessarily, even though we know they exist, but realizing that Christ is giving us victory after victory after victory in this cultural battle, and now we need to live in the joy of it. We need to celebrate what he's giving us, and in that celebration also celebrate life and all the ways that we can help.
Why is it so important for Lutherans to gather in this manner, together and talk about these life issues?
Well, in part, it's important because even though we Lutherans know that it's a Lutheran issue, a lot of people outside of Lutheranism don't know that it's a Lutheran issue. And we have others who bear the name Lutheran who are very much on the other side of this. So we need our witness to be true and clear that we do believe that life begins the moment that the gametes come together, so to speak. I'm told that it's no longer right to say conception because there are different definitions of conception running around now that people are trying to play the edges because we're winning so many victories. So the second the Lord creates life inside a mommy's womb, there's a real human being there. And we need to celebrate that. We need to say that grandma doesn't lose her significance in life simply because she can't go to work and earn a living anymore. That she's still got an important role in our lives and in the culture and in the people of God. And we need to understand that all life is a gift. That it isn't something to be taken for granted. It isn't something to be simply lived until you die, and if somebody becomes inconvenient to you, you put them out of your misery, which is the way that too many people in the world look at it. We've got a lot of people out there who bear the name Christian who don't bear it up in this issue, and we want our witness to be clear. So it's really, really important that Lutherans especially be out there. And that we say this is a genuine church issue.
You mentioned that the theme, the emphasis is on joy, being joyful, and focusing on the gift, particularly the gift of life that God has given us, and what is the source of that gift of life? We get to gather around the word and the sacrament at this gathering too, is that right?
We absolutely do. We're going to be worshiping together every single day of this. And so the Lord has really truly blessed us in that, and that we have Lutherans coming from all over for this sacred opportunity to celebrate the Lord's Supper gathered around the word and the sacrament. And there again, we've got one of those life statements, right? Life isn't lost on the Lord. He loved us so much that he became one of us. He was in the womb for us and threw himself into death to destroy death. So I think this is a wonderful thing to gather around the word and sacrament, to be together, to learn together, to have joy together.
We have just a couple of minutes left, but can you give us a rundown of some of the topics that are going to be covered?
Oh, absolutely. We have our opening speeches by President Harrison, and then Pastor Espinoza is going to be leading evening prayer that evening, and then we're going to have a bunch of fun, including you folks. And then Friday, we've got the What Would Matt Do Bible study, which is what President Harrison. We've got our divine service, the buffets. You guys are going to do some more things. Among the topics that we're going to be talking about is how to be a pro-life congregation. We're going to talk to the Lutherans for Life folks about resources that are available for individuals to engage their community, engaging the disabled in your congregation, forming congregational life teams, and how to do that, how to minister to the aging, and how to do ministry to single mothers to help those who have chosen to give life to their children instead of having abortions, to how to teach this in confirmation classes. We've got a bunch of good topics. I've just started scratching the surface.
And you mentioned Lutherans for Life and helping congregations care for, serve those with disabilities. Tomorrow we get to continue on that topic. We have our friends from Bethesda Lutheran Communities and Lutherans for Life here on the Coffee Hour to talk about that. The Reverend Robert Zagore, Executive Director, LCMS Office of National Mission. Looking forward to the LCMS Life Conference, January 2019. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Coffee Hour.
Great to be with you.
Well, that does it for today. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.